From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for a suicide truck bombing that killed at least 70 people at a gas station south of Baghdad. Many of the victims of Thursday's attack were Iranian pilgrims who had taken part in the Shiite holy holiday in the Iraqi city of Karbala. Reports also say Iraqi security forces were on high alert for the duration of the pilgrimage, seen as a potential target of the Islamic State. The United Nations says time is running out for 275,000 inhabitants of the Syrian city of Aleppo, whose food stocks are depleted. Lisa Schlein has more.
The last food provided by the World Food Program was distributed to the trapped residents of eastern Aleppo days ago. Now nothing is left. Repeated requests by the United Nations to send aid convoys into the city have been refused by one or more of the warring parties. Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says there are hopeful signs that all the necessary approvals may soon be forthcoming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
China's state media is reporting the death toll from the collapse of a scaffolding at a construction site in eastern China has risen to 74. Two others were injured after the work platform at a power plant cooling tower that was under construction collapsed on Thursday in what is said to be the worst construction accident in China in 2 years. Hundreds of rescue workers are said to have dug through the debris with their hands to try and reach those trapped. And a 7.0 earthquake struck El Salvador's Pacific coast. A tsunami warning was issued. There were no immediate reports of casualties there. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the questions of Russian aggression of the illegal annexation of Crimea during their telephone conversation. Poroshenko also told reporters he doesn't anticipate any changes in the U.S. support for Ukraine with the new administration coming in January.
Ukraine have a strong bipartisan support in the United States Congress, in the United States, among the United States politicians, both Republican and Democrat, and we don't expect any significant changes in this bipartisan support.
Comments made by Trump during the U.S. presidential campaign raised fears that if he won, he would tilt toward improving relations with Russia at Ukraine's expense. 8 Egyptian soldiers have been killed in a car bombing at a checkpoint in northern Sinai. Egyptian officials say at least 12 troops were injured and 3 militants also died in Thursday's attack. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. The U.S. military says one of its soldiers was killed Thursday in an explosion caused by an improvised explosive device, also known as IED, in northern Syria. U.S. Central Command, or CENTCOM, did not immediately release the nature of the incident or the soldier's name. U.S. troops, part of a multinational coalition, are in the region to fight the Islamic State group. Even before some Americans had finished with their Thanksgiving Day meals, people were lining up, some even camping outside stores, ready to take advantage of Black Friday shopping deals. Reporter Stephen Kim was at a mall in New York.
For some, Black Friday shopping has become an event worth documenting. For others, it's a tradition.
My best friend and I go every year.
And yet for many others, this is the first and last time they will do this. The experience just too aggressive and chaotic for their liking.
It was just a lot of shopping, a lot of pushing.
I think it's too crowded.
It's crazy. Would you do it again?
I doubt it. I think I'm going to go online and do it.
Black Friday starts a 4-day shopping weekend that includes small businesses on Saturday and Sunday, where shoppers are urged to make purchases at locally owned businesses, and Cyber Monday, the biggest internet shopping day of the year. And NATO has ended Operation Shield after a shop drop-off and attacks by Somali pirates. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.